Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. Good morning, everybody. It's Johnny with you with ELO there and the sweet-talking woman. It is 5:08. Good morning. 8th day of October. It is Mental Health Week. And the weather today, as you're just rising, a little bit cloudy. A little bit of fog around the place early and around a 50% chance of showers and storms coming up this afternoon into the evening. The radar at the moment looks very clear. A few clumps still around Sydney and down to Richmond, Port Hacking, down towards the Gong. And offshore at Crowdy Head, there looks to be a little bit of a clump there, but the rest of it looks very, very clear. Hope you had a good weekend. I certainly did. We started off Friday at the Triple M tent at the Port Macquarie Cup. Congratulations to Michael Bowman and his hard-working staff and volunteers. It was a real ripper day. And Christy here did a great job getting the Triple M tent organised. And talk about a funny afternoon. I met a bloke called Mark Strawn at the cup. He had the same blue suit on as I did. Can you believe it? And he wore glasses. But the only thing is he spells his name Mark with a C and not with a K, and he's from Scotland. And he was giving it to me about my name. Your name's Straka. Your name's Strawn. Anyway, it was very funny. But that was the bloke's name. You never know what's ahead of you in life, do you? Anyway, it was great to meet Mark and catch up with a lot of the Triple M clients and a lot of the punters out there at the track. And it was just a terrific day. And congratulations to the owners picking up the $150,000. The Chris Waller trained Exoteric took out the cup. My selection, Valentino Rossa, ran second, and Bluey's selection ran fourth. So there you go. It was a really good day. And then I had family up for the weekend, which was great. My son and his fiancée, and caught up with some friends and had a really, really funny Saturday, let me tell you. And wasn't it great to see a little bit of shower activity? Apparently some more coming this week. We'll just keep our fingers crossed we get some more rain before we get into the heat of summer. But today, again, mid-20s, that's all we're expecting for today. Now, making news around the place, the Indonesian earthquake toll has climbed to 1,763, those poor people. And locally yesterday, saw a fatal truck crash south of Walker on Thunderbolts Way with the driver, a man in his 50s, dying at the scene. And also two police officers have been served with future court attendance notices with offences related to use and access of a New South Wales Police Force computer system. A 43-year-old male senior constable and a 40-year-old female leading senior constable, both attached to the Northern Region, are alleged to have modified data in October last year. The woman has been charged with unauthorised access of restricted data, and the man been charged with unauthorised modification of restricted data. They'll both reappear in court in Coffs Harbour on Tuesday the 13th of November. In sport, it was a fairy tale at Mount Panorama yesterday as one of its favourite sons, in his final race as a lead driver, Craig Lowndes, cemented himself as the greatest since Peter Brock. It was just amazing watching that finish. And a shocking post-match brawl has marred the UFC's Night of Nights as victorious champion Khabib launched himself at Conor McGregor's camp after choking the Irishman out. UFC President Dana White said he was disgusted at the scenes, which will forever haunt the promotion. I don't know. It really divides people. That I just can't like it, honestly. Everyone's different, but I just can't come at that sport. Locally, in cricket, the Plan B Regional Big Bash in Port Macquarie has been won by the Coffs Coast Chargers. They'll now play on the hallowed turf of the SCG in 3 weeks' time. And in surfing, the Rip Curl Grom Search National Series at Merriweather saw Carly Shanahan from Woolleye add another accomplishment to her portfolio, taking out the under-16 girls division. There you go. So those are the main news stories doing the rounds nationally and locally today. Coming up on the show, lots as usual on a Monday. If you love the bold and the beautiful, well, we've got Marianne on today with her predictions of what's going to happen on the BNB. Also, the $1,000 birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Matt Damon, Sigourney Weaver, and one of my favourite comics, Chevy Chase. We'll talk travel with the great man John Joyce coming up around 7:45. And today he's talking about Hello World's Trafalgar Tours. Now, these are European and Britain guided holidays tours, and there's big savings on those at the moment. 13 27 10. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's 13 past five. We
love
our city.
Feels good. Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it. Feels
good. Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
For the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe. Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
A doorstop news grab opportunity for PM Scott Drabadon.
God bless you all, and as the saviour of the Liberal Party, just let me say unto the voters out there that I'm just an ordinary bloke, just like every other ordinary bloke. I love sport. In fact, I'm wearing my Cronulla Sharks Rugby League baseball cap right now, and it's not even the footy season. Yes, I'm just an ordinary sport-loving bloke. Can you hear me? You voters up the back? Ordinary sport-loving bloke. Except I hate synchronised swimming, which looks like it's strictly for gay people who should be given electrotherapy until they start playing rugby league.
Oh, what a pathetic figure. Turn that TV off, brother Anthony Albo.
Yeah, right now, Bill.
That Smugmo, or whatever his name is, might think he's ordinary enough to be vote-worthy, but the truth is, there's no one on this earth that's more ordinary than me.
That is the truth.
Yes, sure. In fact, I've never ever met another person who hasn't thought, I'm as ordinary as anything. Sometimes I hear them as they walk away. They say, "Struth, he's bloody ordinary." Hmm? What?
Nothing, Bill, mate. We think you're ordinary with a capital O.
Thanks, brother Penny Ping Pong. I can always rely on you for support. But listen, brothers, this new idea I've got to win the voters' hearts is anything but ordinary.
Well, it better be, Bill. The polls have ScoMo gaining like winks.
I know, Brother Tenya Plibersexy. That's why I had to come up with something thoroughly breathtaking. Are you ready for this? Brothers, we are going to pose for a nude calendar. Brothers?
Struthie's bloody ordinary.
There, you see? That's another one who says so.
What's this? Will Bill Curley and his colleagues produce a nude calendar? Will it be sexier than Tony Abb's budgie smugglers? Or will it destroy the nude calendar industry completely? Tune in again when Albo has a few doubts.
Well, I think it's a stupid idea. Nude calendars are confusing.
Confusing?
Yeah, there's too many dates.
The latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Hastings-based country music singer Angus Gill has taken out the Australian Independent Country Music Awards Male Rising Star Award. On you, Angus. Tennis legend Boris Becker has been seen in London without the plaster he's been wearing across his nose after being treated for a type of skin cancer. And the Foo Fighters have staged a Nirvana reunion to close out Cal Jam 18 as Dave Grohl and Pat Smear reconnected with Chris Novoselic and enlisted Deer Trucks' John McCauley and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts for a six-song set during the encore.
The greatest f***ing rock and roller around. Joan Jett is here, right?
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Here's the one and only Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Glory, where are you? Can't see you.
I can get on. Come on. The dawn has broken, Bluey. It's absolutely beautiful out there.
It was pitch dark out here when I got here.
I know. Daylight saving. How did you go the first night? Did you wake up at the same time only an hour earlier, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
Jeez, I tell you what. Yeah.
Well, actually, I didn't put the clocks forward, so I kept on the old time to get up. So that's the only way to do it. It worked out a lot better for me.
Now, listen, we jumped the gun. I had the family up for the weekend, right? Well, we're at a do at the farm, and we're 5 o'clock, we put it to 6 straight away. We started in the afternoon.
Hang on.
Can I tell you the real truth? We started at 3, so we knew it was 4 o'clock, if you know what I mean, Bluey.
Oh, fair enough. Oh, very good. Just remember to put your tied an hour more, too.
Oh, gee, what have I done? I haven't either. Lucky yeah, I've got Yui to keep me in check, Louie. Let me fix that up.
Right,
okay, righty-o. Fair enough. Yeah, what type of weekend do you have anyway?
It's going to be a 10 o'clock high tide.
10 o'clock high tide, or I'll fix that up now. Gee, I'm a dope.
Yep.
Now, how'd you go over the weekend? You know, Saturday started out licorice all sorts, but it was pretty good yesterday.
Yeah, it didn't turn out too bad. It was a bit slow in the morning, but the weather came good. And, yeah, we ended up getting a few fish, but, geez, they were very quiet. The beach boys still doing it pretty tough. They're basically just picking up the odd small tailor and brim. Around the rocks, we saw a couple of small jewfish coming over the weekend. Breakwaters weren't too bad later yesterday. We started to see some nice brim on the bite there. And back in the estuary, we're chasing a few flathead and a few whiting in the estuary, so it's not too bad. And as I said, the crabs are on the crawl too. So, yeah, looking forward to today. Plenty of sunshine out there at the present moment coming through. So, yeah, it might be a good day.
Yeah, the radar looks pretty clear. They are talking about showers and storms in the latter part of the day, but they've done that for the last 3 days, Bluey, and nothing's happened.
That's right. We've got no rain now. This one, we've got about 2 mil, I think, out of the whole, four or five days of forecast rain.
Yeah, I know. It was terrible. But anyway, looks like they got it over the mountain range, Bluey. That is the main thing for our farmers.
That is, yeah.
All right. Well, what do you think will be the go today? You've got those northerlies again that are going to go northeasterly, but they won't be 20 knotters, but they still could be 15 and just a pain, I suppose.
I think we could have a good day in the estuary, I reckon, you know, especially being school holidays. I reckon we'll get the kiddies up early and we'll get them out. We'll fish that rising tide over the top and we'll just try for a flathead, a nice lazy flathead on prawns or whitebait.
Righty. Any club news in from the weekend?
Not at this stage, but tomorrow I'll have the Southwest Rock Seabreeze Hotel. They've got their results coming through now.
Oh, that's good. Now, also, we started the weekend off with the Triple M tent at the Port Macquarie Cup. It was a very, very funny day, and I was so glad for the race club, Louie. I had to fennec and wear a mask. I went up to Michael Bowman. I said, don't ever trust that bloke on the radio with his weather. He just laughed. But it was really good, Louie. I was worried it was going to be one of those days where, you know, everybody gets dressed up, all the horses are there, and just before the first race it pours. But it just stayed away all day. It was a great meeting. And, of course, the big race was won by Chris Waller. He wins everything these days. And Exoteric took out the cup. My horse, Valentino Rossa, got second, and yours got fourth, Bluey.
Yes.
I don't think they play that pay on first, second, and fourth, do they?
We'll take a quaddy next time.
Oh, geez, fair dick. Anyway, it was a great day out at the races, and I've got to say, not a bad weekend as far as, you know, the fishing went, as you said, although they were a little bit sneaky to get the fish. But what about the car racing yesterday? Again, what about the theatre of it, Bluey? What's your take on it?
Oh, it was just a great race. I really thoroughly enjoyed it. There wasn't many eventful things happened through the day. We had 3 safety cars. Well, that's fine, you know. There was nothing in there. Wind Cup losing his front wheel. That was a bit of a disaster. Van Gies got caught double stacking, put him back in the field. And I think the major thing was Reynolds. Just fatigue, you know. I thought the team did not look after him very well. They didn't make the decisions call quick enough, unfortunately. But to top it off, Lowndes in his last drive as a full-time driver wins the race. How good is that?
Yeah, just amazing, Bluey. The theatre of it was incredible. You could see this bloke having a meltdown. I think everybody in their lounge room could see it. Why couldn't the team have seen it?
I know. Now, I'm telling him to make a decision, and he couldn't make a decision.
Yeah, poor bloke. Dear, oh dear.
Yeah.
Anyway, as you say, you just never know. You never know in racing, do you? It's never over. Yeah. The old expression, till the fat lady sings, and that's probably very politically incorrect now anyway, so
yeah.
I don't know.
And I really enjoyed Lowndes' last lap. It just reminded me so much of Brocky. You know, I was expecting him to put the hand out the window there.
As you went across the line.
Yeah, as you go across the top of the mountain, they all stood up and cheered him, and you could hear him saying, Lowndesy, Lowndesy.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
It's just one of those races you'll just remember for the rest of your life.
Yep, and Jim Richards, young bloke too. I mean, the tradition continues there. It's an amazing record. And, what's to say he won't win it again next year, because he'll be the co-driver for Frosty, won't he?
Who's that?
Lowndes? Isn't he going?
Well, we don't know. But he can still win it because he'll be the co-driver.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Goodness me. So he's going to Holden.
For Wind Cup. He might go back to Wind Cup, or he could go to Van Gies.
Yeah. Or Frost. I'm not sure. Anyway, we'll wait and see. And Bluey, who won your competition? I know you go right to the end, though, don't you?
Yeah, with the V8s, yeah.
Fair enough. All right, Louis, thank you for that. He's over daylight saving the great man. He's heading out to the estuary today, and he's after a flathead.
Yeah, flathead on prawns or whitebait.
Thank you, Louis.
Cheers. Strawny.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
A possible shower and top of 25 on the Mid-North Coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. New South Wales Health are issuing an urgent reminder to locals that snakes and spiders become more active around this time of the year. Fauna was called in at Park Beach, Port Macquarie yesterday after a large brown snake curled up under a parked car. We're being urged to pack a first aid kit when going outdoors, especially if planning on going to the beach. Toxicology expert Jeff Isbister says we should take all care to avoid being bitten in the first place, but if it happens, we should be prepared. This week is Bleeding Disorders Awareness Week, and Port Macquarie local Brett Myers with the disorder known as haemophilia. It's a disorder that stops blood from clotting. The biggest threat on an everyday basis is muscles tearing under light physical activity. Despite his own issues, Mr. Myers has shown that under the right training, sufferers can still live a normal life. He participated in the Coolangatta Gold. Mr. Myers says it's a complicated issue and has now made it his job to raise awareness.
With the young fellas, when they get injured, people will go, oh, what have you done now? But it's actually not their fault. The body just breaks down. So, and they can't help getting a joint bleed or muscle bleeds. And, you know, they've got a quite painful when it all happens and they have to recover from that. So it's just about people probably having a better understanding.
The latest report is in from the Westpac Rescue Helicopter Services Hunter Region. The not-for-profit organisation helps those in times of need all the way up the coast. During the month of September, the chopper was called to aid in 11 primary or motor vehicle accidents, 15 secondary or inter-hospital transfers, and one search and rescue. Among the operations, the transfer of a 21-year-old woman with suspected fractures from Port Macquarie Hospital to John Hunter. And Oxley MP Melinda Pavey says it's now easier for farmers to access drought transport subsidies and the Drought Assistance Fund with a relaxing of the requirements. The Macquarie Coast Stingers have gone down in the Plan B regional bash, which was held in Port Macquarie over the weekend. Three games were played by our squad, made up of the best from the Mid-North Coast Premier Cricket League. The Stingers started out with a clash against the Northern Rivers Rock side at Wayne Richards on Saturday. The local squad looked strong and posted an impressive 7 for 182, but the opposition made it to 183 off the final ball of the game. Then on Sunday, the Stingers faced off with the eventual winners, the Coffs Coast Chargers, and fell victim once again before finally taking on Northern Inland Bolters. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. There's a few nice waves around all our beaches. The wind is offshore. It's only light. It's producing those really clean, classic surfing conditions. We have a lovely easterly swell. As I said, most beaches will have lovely little waves. Wave sizes around that 2 to 3 feet mark. But we do have high tide around 9 o'clock this morning. So once that tide starts to drop out, those waves should get a little bit bigger. We do have a low tide around 3 o'clock this afternoon. And the water temperature's around 18 to 19 degrees.
Hutto, I made the same mistake this morning. It's 10 o'clock, the high tide. Remember, you forgot to add an hour. Triple M and Cactus coming up after 7. We have Scott Rabidon and Bill Curley in a frank discussion. That is Chain to the Wheel there, the Black Sorrows. It is Oztober. We're celebrating everything that's great about Australian music. Dave Gleeson's special guest after midday today is the great James Rain during Oztober.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here he is, Lee Jollo, with today's papers. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, mate. How is it?
Terrific, buddy. What are they cranking on about today?
Yes, so in the Daily Telegraph today, the headline, ScoMo bets on the house. Prime Minister Scott Morrison yesterday declared his emphatic support for the using of the Sydney Opera House sales to promote Australia's richest horse race, declaring it's a common sense measure that is sure to bring global attention to the Harbour City. As well as that, ADF in an ice crisis. The Australian Defence Force is on the grip of an ice scourge with positive tests for dangerous amphetamines, sparking the sackings of dozens of soldiers, and there are active investigations into many more ADF members. As well as that, in the Sydney Morning Herald, they're also running with the Opera House. It wasn't my idea. That's what Peter Volandi's chief executive of Racing New South Wales says. The New South Wales government, not the racing industry, suggested using the Opera House to promote a horse race. Racing officials said they would have preferred the Harbour Bridge. As well as that, eliminate coal or use Lose Reef, says IPCC. A major climate report will say coal-generated electricity must be phased out globally by 2050 if the world is to avoid the most catastrophic impacts of global warming, including the total destruction of the Great Barrier Reef. And the nuns, the missing funds, and the Airbnb. A major scandal is looming within a Sydney Catholic school as government-appointed auditors probe decades of payments to nuns, as well as a mysterious multi-million dollar loan.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you for that. And plenty happening likely too over the weekend.
Yeah, exactly right. So one interesting thing that we're running with this morning, New South Wales Health are issuing an urgent reminder to locals that snakes and spiders become more active around this time of the year. It comes at the same time as fauna was actually called in at Park Beach, Port Macquarie yesterday after a large brown snake curled up under a car. Yeah, exactly right.
I put the video up, copied the local lifeguard's Facebook page.
Yeah, they were all over it.
It was huge.
It was a massive snake.
It wasn't
too keen to go in the bag either, was it? No. So, yeah, fortunately, they're able to get that situation under control. So, yeah, the message at the moment is if you see a snake, obviously, leave it alone, call fauna, and if you do get bitten, just make sure you're aware of the medical, those sorts of things that you need to know,
For sure. Elevation and put pressure on it.
Yeah,
tourniquet
exactly.
And all that type of stuff. Yeah. Actually, well, I saw one the other day at golf with the great Don Barton. I tell you what, we were in a golf buggy. I wasn't, so I let them go first. But it was only a green tree snake. But it's still, how does your heart rate go to like?
Tell you what.
Anyway, fauna do fantastic work, and we thank them very, very much. They're getting lots of call outs at the moment. Good on you, Lee. You can slither off to your newsroom. We shall talk to you in about 6 minutes. Triple M, Mid-North Coast, it is Strawny Fabricchi and a Foreigner there and cold as ice. It is 7:08. Good morning, everybody. Strawny with you, and this Monday, October 8th, the sun is shining. However, it may go a little bit pear-shaped later with a 50% chance of showers and storms and only up to about 20 to 25 degrees. Thursday, we bade farewell to four bike riders from Port Macquarie that headed out to Wagga on a huge ride, actually. It was fundraising for Mayor's Big Adventure, and I've got Chris Wright on the line to tell us more about the ride and how the guys went, and it was a really, really busy 4 days. G'day, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. See you, Strawny. I'm very well, thanks, mate. Yeah, just getting my head together after that ride. It's been an adventure, to say the least.
For sure. Now, I was worried because when you set off on Thursday, as I looked at the radar, the further south you went out of the Mid-North Coast, it looked pretty ordinary. What were conditions like, Chris?
Well, mate, Thursday started off lovely. We were all riding well. Thursday afternoon, it started to go a bit pear-shaped and, got slightly wet. We punched through that East Coast low sort of Thursday afternoon, and as we were riding into Newcastle, I understand later that they had 265 mil on the Barrington tops. I think I had 165 of it in my crutch.
It went straight through. Now, Chris, let's talk about what this was about too. Mayor's Big Adventure, we went through this on Thursday before you guys left. This little girl has a very, very rare disease. And you're trying to raise $300,000 to get her to America to have some surgery.
Yeah, well, I guess you call it a condition. She was born basically without a femur. So where her knee should be is where her foot is. So she never really had a femur that formed on her leg. According to the surgeon, Mr. Paley, over in America, she's definitely one in a million. So she can't have her operation done here and has to fly to Florida. So basically what they're going to do is a thing called a rotation pasty and also make her hip so it's more viable. And basically her... her turned around foot will become a knee joint, basically. She'll always have to have a prosthetic, but she'll be able to ballet dance, which is the thing that she really wants to do. So,
yeah, look, I've seen photos that you put up on the Facebook site, Mia's Big Adventure. How old is little Mia, Chris?
Well, Mia's currently four, and Dr. Paley prefers to do this operation before they're five. So,
okay.
Yeah, basically, they were in a sort of mad rush to get $300,000. So we're the four of us decided that we were going to set off and try and get a little bit more money for them prior to Christmas so that they can sit down and say, right, Christmas is going to be a bit of a quieter time now. So I think we've managed to sort of boost the coffers a little bit. We were having a little count up yesterday. We're up to about $5,000. So.
Good on you with your ride. And, and now, did you see any kangaroos? We've just done a story about snakes on the Mid-North Coast. Were the wildlife okay? Because that's the thing you worry about on a bike, particularly when you're heading to, you know, country areas like beautiful Wagga Wagga.
Absolutely. Well, we went through many parts of regional New South Wales where the people have been absolutely brilliant. It's, you know, there's no say, you know, I can't thank them enough. We stopped in at Wingham and the lady there was donating 50 cents for every coffee that she sold that day. We went through Oberon, and we went through, Oberon again. They were donating money. Again, the guys back in Port Macquarie, they were lovely, down at the Breakwall HQ. They put on breakfast for us, and, you know, I'd like to thank Beck down there who organised all that.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
We met some lovely people across there. As with the wildlife, we saw lots of dead stuff, but luckily nothing that was bouncing alongside us while we were travelling along, so...
Good idea, Chris.
All right. But, Strawny, I really appreciate you talking to us and getting our story out there. And, you know, in short, we're going to leave the buckets out at Mitre 10. Mitre 10 is where I normally hang out and try and pretend to do a bit of work. And we've got the buckets still set up there. So, I mean, I'll keep those there till the end of October so that we might be able to boost the coffers a little bit more. And,
good on you, Chris,
More than welcome to pop in and see me and have a chat.
Good on you, buddy. Well, this is a little girl that really needs a hand. Now, if people are listening to this, Chris, they can just Google the website or go to the Facebook site and they can make a donation through there?
That's correct, yeah. They can either go to Mia's Big Adventure, which is the site that's been running for a couple of years. I'll also have Beach to Bush for me, and I won't be shutting that down. I'll keep that going, but I'll put a link through to Mia's Big Adventure. But, yeah, if people see me around and that sort of thing, stop in, have a chat. I'm always up for a chat. People know that. I've got a bit of a reputation for it. So.
That's right. All right, buddy, we've got to go, but congratulations to you and the other three guys. It was a fantastic effort, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
No worries. Thanks very much. Cheers, Strawny. Take care.
Oh, Strawny.
Talking Travel with John Joyce for Port Macquarie Travel. Experience their experience.
Ah, yes, here he is, the great man, fresh from the Port Cup, the great John Joyce. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mark.
How'd you go on Friday, anyway?
Oh, I had a good day. Great day.
Yeah. Good day?
Great day.
Were you on Shelley Beach Road like the rest of the whole community?
Everyone, you had to back the local horse.
You had to back the local horse. Fantastic. Yeah. And look, great to know. I mean, I sort of snuck out early, which I just did my old trick. They call it the smoke bomb. You know, so I'll be back in a tick. And just
I've heard the bet.
Yeah.
Actually.
But to see the car park, I was at the on the southern end car park, and to see Chris Waller's, you know, truck there, Gay Waterhouse's truck, and it was just great, you know, to have the big hitters in town to mix it with the locals, and it was just the best day. Good on Michael Bowman and his crew there. It was a really ripper day up.
And the weather just held off. I don't know what connections they've got, but obviously they've got connections rained everywhere else in the state.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
right.
Great for the club.
It was. It was a really good day. Now, we talk about we do live in the best part of the world, but we all like to go and do a bit of travelling occasionally. Trafalgar's a really great name. Hello World, Britain and Europe, and these are really good savings, John, on selected tours for next year.
Yeah, they've got, well, you don't have to sell Trafalgar, it sells itself. It's been around longer than I have.
That's saying something, ladies and gentlemen.
But they're great tours of Europe and Britain, so they're offering at the moment 7 to 13 days, you've got $100 per person off the tours.
Yep.
And 14 days plus, they've got $200 per person off. But if you pay early, before book by the 31st of October and pay by the 31st of January, you get an extra 10% off your tours.
Oh, that is really cool.
That's really good. And get in early and get the airfares and put the baggage together. It's just a good deal for a top quality coach tour.
For sure. Now, also, I know you spoke about this last week. Airfares have started to move a little bit because of the fuel price.
Yeah, the fuel price worries me a bit because I think.
But that's what I'm saying, but get in now.
Get in now. Yeah. Because I can't see the fuel prices coming down in the next 6 months.
No.
So I think that'll put the airfares
up. Pigs might fly, John.
They could. Maybe they have an inquiry into it and that'll happen to do something.
Immediate, yes. Also, I know you wanted to talk about this. We talk about Sunday. We normally grab our papers and have a whiz through there at the travel section. But also, Hello World now has its own television show, which I think made its debut yesterday.
Yesterday, 4:30 on Sunday afternoons. On Channel 9 Now, isn't it?
9 Now.
Okay.
But so, now, listen, hang on. Are you a reporter on this show?
No, I'm asking for a job.
I wonder if you get a call. That guy, is he related to Alan Joyce?
Yeah, maybe that's an idiot.
We look at that at 4:30 on a Sunday afternoon now, the Hello World TV show.
Yeah, and all the deals they've got on there. You can come into our office and we can get those deals, being a Hello World office. Also, if you see something in the Sunday papers, we can do that and usually match all those as well.
And I think Sonia said too, people interested in the South African trip, early birds for that one?
We're putting a deal together to South Africa.
Yeah.
We're arguing about which tour to do, but I'll probably have the
final. What do you say? What, the thing you say, Paul Macquarie Travel is a broad church. Everybody's having a say. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, virtually. That's the good thing about our office. We have a debate on most of the tours we send away, and the right tour usually comes out.
Good stuff. All right, now, if you'd like to know more, Europe and Britain guided holiday sale on selected tours, on sale till the 25th, pay by the 31st of January, and you get an extra 10% as well. It's a really, really good deal if you want to get a little group together and head out. It's a really good deal. All right, John, thank you for that. Good punting.
Thanks,
and I will talk to you same time next week.
Yep.
It's 10 to 8.
Strawny.
Triple M, Mid-North Coast. G'day, everybody. It's Johnny Fabrecki and the end's there, and I've got you at 8:09, and I've got the wheel. Let's go.
Triple M, birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Let's go to North Haven and catch up with Leonie. Good morning, Leonie. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Mark. Great, thank you. How are you?
Good. Look, beautiful morning this morning. I'm telling everybody it's going to rain again today. It doesn't happen every time I say it anyway. Hopefully today might be the day. Leonie, you know how this works. I've got to match your birthday on the wheel for the cash, $1,000. What number are we looking for you?
24
for Leonie. Come on, 24. 24 goes past. Coming around, Leonie. Oh, you rotten thing. It's landed on the number 28. We were sort of in the ballpark, but sadly, no banana. I've got your details there, Leonie. End of the month, Christy does the big draw for the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies, and you're in the running to win that. Good on you, Leonie.
Thank you.
Okie dokie. Other birthdays today, I can tell you that if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing your birthdays with the great actor Matt Damon, born on this day. Sigourney Weaver, remember had the Alien Insider? Oh, gee, that scared the hell out of me, that movie. And comedian Chevy Chase, all born on this day, October 8. We
love
our city.
Feels good. Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it. Feels
good. Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
Triple M and Johnny Fabrecki. Thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bowling Club, who bring you October, raising money for the Hastings Cancer Trust. It is my generation there from The Who at 18 to 9.
The Mid-North Coast Today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
And the Rotary Club of Southwest Rocks Art Exhibition, formerly known as the Adelaide Swift Memorial Art Awards, are on show from now through until Saturday. And it's on at the Southwest Rocks Primary School Hall. Really worth checking out. Entry is free, and $2,000 went to the winner of the open section. Some really lovely pieces of art there. Now, talking about art too, Art Express is on at the Glass House. That's in Port, a series of exhibitions, exemplary bodies of work works developed by New South Wales Visual Arts students for the HSC. Now, the exhibition is really worth checking out to see what these kids have done. Absolutely sensational stuff. So we're doing a bit of arty stuff today. Beautiful weather, heading to the beach on the mid-north coast. Please select a patrol beach and swim and stay between those flags and enjoy the day. That's what's on the mid-north coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union here at Triple M. Triple M, Mid-North Coast, it is Strawny for Brekkie and the Ray Hadley Morning Show right around the country after 9 on 131873. It is the Fine Young Cannibals and she drives me crazy. What about Marion's prediction? Ah, yes, the B&B. 4:30 this afternoon on Wind, it's always fun. But Brooke back to Bill the Bull and Rompy Pompey. Goodness me. Just before we go today, too, got to mention if you're on the Pacific Highway, Maxville to Broadwater changed traffic conditions with those large girders again being transported. I think they started about 4 this morning through until about 10 o'clock. So it's northbound from Maxville. If you're getting held up and you're seeing heavy load, flashing lights, that's probably what it's about. The Maxville to Broadwater area changed traffic conditions with those large girders being transported in that area. Also, a lot of people talking about the big debate about the Sydney Opera House. You know, is it getting too commercial? Having the horse racing barrier draw for the Everest, which is the biggest horse race there is, on the big screens. And everybody seems to have a point of view. A couple of the young ones here aren't old enough to remember how the Opera House started with, you know, the Opera House lottery. It was built on gambling. The Sydney Opera House, to get it over the line. And, gee, I remember this. I'm nearly sure that Harry, the famous Harry from Shelley Beach in Port Macquarie, that there is a statue of down there, won the Opera House in the 50s. And he came up here and parked the van here and obviously stayed for that length of time. And he won the Opera House lottery. But the whole thing's a bit funny, actually, because there's a great listener to the Brekkie Show, who's now retired, the great Orman Williams, the world's greatest framer. He loved Westerns, and he used to call them horse operas. And whenever I hear this debate about whether we should or we shouldn't have the advertising for the Everest on the sails of the Opera House, I think of Orman Williams. He would be rolling around laughing about a horse opera. Yeah, well, it is the ultimate horse opera. And just on that, my point of view, well, gee, I tell you what, I'll apologise for this in advance. Here comes a good dad joke. You ready for this one? Will we do it? Okay. In regards to the Opera House, I think there are too many naysayers.
Hello, I'm Mr. Red. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed. Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Ed. People yakety-yak and streak and waste your time of day. But Mr. Ed will never speak unless he has something to say. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And this one will talk to his voice, his horse. You never heard of a talking horse? Well, listen to this. I am Mr. Ed.
Come on. Well, I did apologise for it in advance. That's it for us on the show for today. Thanks for your company. It is such a glorious day out there. You may need your hat and sunscreen if you're heading out there today. The northerly wind will cool it down a little, but just beautiful if you're out there for the holidays. Heading to the beach, as we always say, please make sure you're selecting a patrol beach and you're swimming and staying between those flags. Coming up on the show tomorrow, we're going to talk more about Oztober and these garage sessions, these tickets. Only Triple M Club members can win. We'll talk more about that tomorrow and about a couple of really interesting events coming up at the weekend here at Triple M. And don't forget, Dave Gleason's special guest after midday today is the great James Rain. Whatever you're doing, enjoy your Monday, folks. Ray after 9 on 131873.
God's in his heaven, the sun's in the sky, and you have a treasure that money can't buy. Making the best of each day.